The army says the two Tamil Tiger leaders who surrendered Wednesday were their chief spokesman, known as Daya Master, and a translator for the political wing of the rebels. The surrenders were announced as the army said troops have gone deeper into the narrow strip of land in the northeast left in rebel hands. The army says the land under the control of the rebels has shrunk to 8 square kilometers. Minister Kehelia Rambukwela is Defence Affairs spokesman. He told VOA the government believes top rebel leaders, including Tamil Tiger chief Velupillai Prabhakaran, are in the area.
We are cornering Prabhakaran and his terrorist group to a very limited area. We believe that he is in the area.
The fighting in the northeast has become a focus of international concern because of the presence of tens of thousands of civilians in the area. Doctors Without Borders said Wednesday that hundreds of dead and wounded civilians have been brought out of frontline areas. The army says about 100,000 people have fled since Monday when troops opened an exit route out of the war zone. The government had earlier estimated that the number of people in the war zone is about 70,000. Aid agencies have said the number is much higher. Aid agencies have warned that the civilians still trapped with the rebels are getting caught in the crossfire between the two sides. The rebels are accused of using the civilian population as a buffer between them and the troops. The government has been blamed for shelling the area despite the presence of civilians. The government denies the charge and says troops are rescuing and not harming civilians. Minister Rambukwela says the army is only using light weapons in its campaign to take out the rebels.
We are more concerned than anybody else. In fact, that's why our soldiers are not using any heavy artillery, any heavy guns. Rather, they are being subject to a hazardous situation because their prime objective is to rescue the civilians.
Minister Rambukwela says the government is optimistic that the military campaign to eliminate the rebels will be over in days. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.